Welcome back to The Paranormal Curator. I'm your host, Tom Castanhas. Remember to like and share the podcast. Let all your friends know that like their stories a little on the odd side to listen in. The more listeners we get, the more amazing stories that come our way that we can share. We would love to have the stories in your voice. So if you want to get on your memo recorder on your phone and record us a story and upload it, email it to paranormalcurator, all one word, at gmail.com. And if you just absolutely hate the sound of your recorded voice, you can write it to us in an email and we'll read it. But everything's better in your voice. But if anything else, just get in there and give us a 5-star rating if you like the show. That helps everybody find the show. We started something last episode with Giovanna Albrecht at the Haunted Dollhouse Museum here in San Antonio. And she mentioned that there was a group that brought visitors to the museum, which did kind of an overnight little examination experience. And that was the Curious Twins Paranormal. So it only made sense to have the Curious Twins themselves on next. That would be Fred and Steven Garza Guzman. Fred, Steven, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. So I think off the bat, for those that may not understand, give us a rough definition of what dark tourism is.
Sure. So dark tourism, I think it can be viewed in a lot of ways, but the way we view it is a place where some kind of tragedy has occurred. It can be a natural disaster. It can be also a mass killing. It can be a gravesite. It can be a place that some people might consider to be haunted. It can be some place that people find off of a natural trail somewhere. It really can vary. You know, for example, like here in America, the 9/11 Memorial Museum, you know, that is a wonderful example of a dark tourist location. In Houston, in Texas, we have the National Funeral History Museum. Those are kind of good examples of a dark location that might not necessarily be haunted, but yep. A lot of these locations have those rumors to be haunted as well.
So Dealey Plaza in Dallas, would that be one? You know, JFK?
Yeah, that is a favorite of so many folks. There are, yeah. I mean, everybody loves to kind of look at that story. And so that's a perfect example.
You know, and I think that brings up a great point that, you know, we live here in San Antonio in an old city with a deep history. But every town, every city has this kind of thing. It doesn't have to be New Orleans, which, by the way, is amazing, and everybody should go and hang out in New Orleans, but it can just as easily be Vegas.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. So what brought you guys to this business? What made you decide that this was something you wanted to do?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, for us, we were nerds. We're big fanatics. For me personally, I think that the horror and the paranormal element really brought me into what we're doing now. And I grew up as a kid, was the youngest of four boys, and I had three older brothers who were always trying to scare me. And so I got to a point where I wanted to overcome my fears, and I wanted to you know, digest every horror movie, every science fiction, gothic novel, everything that might scare me so that I could overcome those fears. And so with that, you know, I met Fred, and Fred had his own history. I'll let him share a little bit of
From a child, I had experiences with the paranormal, very interested in those kinds of things because I felt that I dealt with that as a kid, and I wanted to understand that a little bit more. I was also very, very interested in the idea of tourism and starting a ghost tour company, or starting a company that we get to share these histories with, just because every time we would travel, we would go and do these things, you know. And I was I traveled, you know, through my college years and these kinds of things as well. And I remember reading Lonely Planets, you know, those travel guides, and man, they never had any place that was dark. You know, they, mm-hmm. they mentioned a place that was dark, they would say, you might want to stay away from that location. And I found myself traveling really interested in those particular ones that the, you know, Lonely Planet was saying, don't go to. And so I knew that there were other folks out there. And I think that really kind of started us to look at these stories and look at these seldom told stories. And how do we, how do we improve our future by telling some of these right. seldom told stories?
You know, that's amazing. What a human nature thing. I think there's only two responses to having an experience, like running away from it and running toward it. It yeah. seems like there's nothing in the middle. Like, I never want to see anything again. It's like, oh my God, I need to know what that was. And I need to find out every single thing I can about it.
Sure.
You know, I find myself in that category. I told Giovanna, I don't consider myself a terribly sensitive individual. And I feel like I've missed out because all these things appear to happen around me. So I'm doing, in my ripe old age, I'm trying to get better about listening and paying attention, and maybe the things that I've missed all my life are literally right on my, right beside me, you know, kind of now I'm going to look over to my left, right, but right beside me. So what are some of the things that Curious Twins is doing here in San Antonio? Give me a list of some of the things that you guys offer.
Yeah. So we offer ghost tours, true crime tours. We also do investigations of different locations. So everything from going to the cemetery, City Cemetery Number 1, to places like Victoria's Black Swan Inn and the Haunted Dollhouse Museum. We really, you know, share the history of a location, the haunts of a location, and depending on the experience, an investigation as well. So in addition to San Antonio, we also go out to Yorktown, Texas, where we'll do Yorktown Memorial Hospital, which is an abandoned hospital out there. So that is primarily what we do as far as experiences, but we also do offer two major events throughout the year. One is our Psychic and Spirit Fest in May, and then we also have a Paranormal Fest in September. And those are really for bringing the community together, bringing speakers out, vendors out, and just having a good time with the community.
Tremendous. And people can find the information on those on your Facebook page, your webpage, all of that.
Okay. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and also our website, CuriousTwins.com.
Okay, we'll put all of that in the show notes of the program. So I'm curious, in San Antonio, do you have any true crime destinations?
Yeah, we have a tour that is kind of features true crime. And, you know, we like to start that tour in King William, and we quickly get onto the river and start talking about some of the crimes that have happened along the river, some of the buildings associated with some of these crimes. These are everything from office buildings to hotels to places of suicide. We also are huge nerds of our red light district in San Antonio. And so we share with folks a lot about our red light district and that extensive history there, and kind of where it was located. We walk them through that neighborhood when we do that tour. So we offer a little bit of that. Yeah.
Great. One that came to mind right away, and I mean, I won't even charge you if you use it, if you don't already do it, but around by the old pig stand where the sniper fired on the Battle of Flowers parade, that might be something. And where I grew up here, the Tejas Motel on Roosevelt was where one of the first big drug kingpins, Fred Gomez Carrasco, had a shootout with Texas Rangers and was eventually taken to Huntsville, where he broke out and was shot in an attempt to escape. Those are stories that I grew up with right around, you know, where when I was a kid. There's some great destinations.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. There is a lot, and you know, one of my favorites is, of course, that spot off Broadway that you were just mentioning. It's a great spot for sure.
You know, it's sad we think of that as kind of a new thing that happens, but I mean, that's a long time ago. And the clock tower at the University of Texas would be another one that happened way back. You know, in most people's memories, you know, it's sadly not new, maybe just the amount of times it occurs. So, it wouldn't be a curation podcast if I didn't curate a couple of stories from you guys. So you've been out doing this. you must each have kind of a favorite experience. I'd love to hear one from each of you if you've got time.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. So for me, probably the most intense experience that happened was out in Goliad, Texas. There's a old mission, the Presidio La Bahia, out there. And it's a site where about 500 Texians were murdered by the hands of Santa Ana and his men. And so it's a pretty historic site. And what's amazing is that you can rent out the living quarters out there and have the entire mission to yourself, overnight. And we did it a couple of times. The first time that we went, it was really uneasy. We felt like we were being watched the entire time. It was just kind of, just eerie. We could hardly get any sleep that night. Well, the next time that we went, was with a larger group of people. And as I started getting closer to the location, I started feeling really sick to my stomach. And, you know, it was without explanation. I just felt really sick. I actually couldn't even participate in the investigation that night. I was curled up in a ball on the bed. And it was really uncomfortable. And the next morning after this intense investigation that the team goes through, I'm still feeling sick. I say, you know, I think I need to go to the hospital. The nearest hospital was in Victoria, but I didn't want to go to Victoria. I wanted to go to San Antonio, so I wanted to come back home. So we jet back home. Turns out my appendix was about to burst. And, you know, that happens to people all the time, and it could have been a coincidence. But I found it really eerie that that sensation didn't occur until I started getting closer to the location.
Right.
And so I think that it's possible that I had a physical reaction to some of the haunts there at the Presidio La Bahia. And that's one place I would not go back to again, or I would think twice before going back to again.
That's a crazy sight. You know, really, my day job is in history, and in that history in particular. And I was actually a park ranger for over 20 years at the other missions here in San Antonio. So we'd make a day trip down there a couple of times a year and do presentations at Mission Rosario and over at the Presidio La Bahia. And those are both just tremendous sites. If people haven't been out to them, other than having a ruptured appendix, daytime, they're a great site to go and visit. Nighttime, we'll leave that up to you. But what's your story?
Sure. I've had several different interesting stories, but one that really sticks out and one that was kind of lasted for days was an experience that I had in Yoakum, Texas. There used to be a hospital out in Yoakum, Texas. It's no longer there. They tore it down a couple years ago, but it had been abandoned for close to 30 years, and it had a bad roof. So there was a lot of leaking in the building. It was not in great shape, and that's really why they tore it down. But there had been a murder that had taken place in the building. There had been all kinds of losses in the building, and it was just a supercharged place. That's at least what we had been told. And so we began our evening, and we got some very interesting responses, and we asked, you know, can you turn on this light? Can you do this? And of course, you know, it pretty much complied throughout the whole evening. There was one spot that I just felt drawn to. It was a doorway, and it was kind of in between like a surgical area and, you know, just kind of the general other portion of the hospital. And I decided to put my hands on it and just kind of close my eyes. We began just kind of like putting myself a little bit in a trance so that way I could see if I could speak with anything. We also had a couple of devices going off. We had an EMF meter, you know, we had a spirit box, and we were getting some interesting things coming through on all these devices. But the overall picture after probably about 20 minutes of communication is that we were speaking to two different spirits. One of those spirits was a person who had died at the hospital. He had been injured in an accident by his father, who was a very mean and reckless kind of person and was very abusive to him in his life. And his father had also was a spirit there as well. You know, he had died some years later in the hospital. Both of these spirits were around, and the father was kind of just very aggressive, you know, coming through and saying, you know, like, get out, you know, all kinds of difficult words, cuss words, these kinds of things. Very, very aggressive. And at one moment, I felt as if I had been kicked and just kind of kicked in, you know, the balls, actually. And I felt that, and I just kind of like, kind of curl up, you know, for a little bit and experience this pain. And, you know, we wrap up the session. It's pretty uncomfortable. And throughout this night, this pain that I have continues, you know, it's just like, I'm in so much pain from this conversation. We really, you know, I can't figure out really what's going on. And I'm thinking, well, maybe there is some kind of medical condition. I end up going to a doctor. This happened on a Saturday, and on Monday it had gotten, you know, pretty bad. And I thought, you know, something's wrong. Go to a doctor and I'm evaluated. They do everything from, you know, your analysis, blood work to STD panels. And I get a call a couple of days later and they're going to give me the results. And they tell me there's absolutely nothing wrong here. Wow. And as they tell me this, the pain stops. I no longer have this. It is night and day. It feels completely different. I'm able to breathe like normal. But this lasted, you know, I think this happened on a Saturday. I went to the doctor on a Monday and I got the results on a Wednesday, and till Wednesday had this constant throbbing pain.
That's a
you know,
long
it was enough
time.
To make me think I had cancer, had something really wrong with me. And it wasn't, you know, it was that experience, you know, was probably the most intense experience. I can't even put into words just the anger, the energy, the stuff that was coming out of that spirit box, you know, and this other spirit was just kind of taking it, and me being in that middle of it, that, I think that, you know, I think we can experience sometimes these moments of frustration from the other side. We can experience some of that pain, or at least that's what I felt that I experienced that night.
Yeah. It's like almost becoming a member of this dysfunctional family, right? This in the middle of this family argument.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For sure.
That's amazing. So, you know, to turn this back around to dark tourism, you know, I said this with Giovanna too on the episode about the Haunted Dollhouse Museum, that everything is supply and demand, and it would appear obvious that there's a great demand for this kind of thing, all the way from like just like being scared on roller coasters and, you know, those fun houses. Do you see this something where there's a great demand for the product?
Yeah, you know, I think we started off just as we're going to be a ghost tour company. We are going to do cemetery tours. We love, you know, those kinds of things. And we realized that there was a need for everything out there. People had phobias. People had things that they were curious about that were on that dark side. Mm-hmm. We started, you know, also experiencing folks that, you know, they were really interested in this dark thing, but their family member wasn't. And so they were looking for community. And so that's what caused us to want to create some of this stuff and create, you know, these community events that people can come together. And that's also why we created our podcast. You know, we created a podcast called Curious Travels. And it's a morbid travel guide. And part of, you know, that is really just going through different cities, visiting them, giving people pretty much a travel itinerary while telling them the dark sides of these stories. And so we finished our first season at the end of last year, and we're beginning that second season this summer. So we'll be sharing a lot of other cities and producing a lot of blog posts that will share places where people can visit for themselves if they're curious.
Great. Great. Well, Fred, Stephen, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to be on the show. I'll definitely include your podcast on the show notes as well. It's just remarkable to me that there's such a large community of people that have these interests, and it begs that, you know, the old joke, you know, 50 million people can't be wrong, right? At this point in time, there's such a large community of people that have had experiences or seek experiences. You know, there has to be something to this.
Yeah.
For those, and I'm a pretty skeptical person all in all, but I mean, they're just, at some point the math has to play a role in this, right? I mean, there's just so much out there, and maybe if we just, and like I said, I need to practice what I preach. If we just opened our eyes more, heaven forbid, shut our mouths, hard to do as a hot podcast host, but you know, we might hear things if we shut up.
That's very true.
What a crazy idea. Guys, thank you so much. Once again, we have the Curious Twins here. I'll link to all of their programming and things that they have available, the wide variety of things that they offer. Thank you so much.